Share number 38, Zayin Tevis, Toshin Samuch Zayin, December 27th, 2006. In the past few weeks we discussed Al Anisim, which we were in the middle of Baruch Shamar. As you know, Baruch Shamar is the beginning of the Psuki de Zimra, the Bracha, which begins the Psuki de Zimra, and the Bracha ends by Yishtabach. In the middle, all those different tefillos, prayers, are part of Psuki de Zimra. So this that we started Baruch Shamar, we had Al Anisim in between, and now we're going to end with Baruch Shamar. It's okay, we had a little interruption. It fills up the gap a little. What we'll do quickly is bring back the previous year of Baruch Shamar, and we'll just reiterate a few halachas, and then we'll continue on to the next part of Baruch Shamar. So we mentioned that the purpose of Psuki de Zimra, first of all, is to break the barrier between us and Hashem, that it exists, and the purpose eventually is to get to the brachas of Kriya Shema, and then eventually the goal is Shmoneh Esrei. That's the goal. So Psuki de Zimra, they push away those mechitos, those barriers, that separation that exists between us and Hashem. So we mentioned that Baruch Shamar is the beginning of the bracha, and Yishtabach is the end of the bracha. That being the case, it is forbidden to interrupt in between, like any bracha a person would make. It is forbidden to interrupt a person, would make a bracha on a water, an apple, anything, whatever it might be. You want a different one?
No, a Sephardic just looks different, that's all.
Yeah. If you want, it will switch. I'll take yours.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I'll put it here. Yeah, there's a paper marking for you. Look at that. Okay. Yeah, it's a different page. The Sephardic started later.
Nusach Sephardic. Nusach Sephardic. It's like weird.
Yeah.
It's got like five.
Before that, right. Okay. We're learning here in Nusach Ashkenaz. So a person would start saying Baruch Ato Hashem, and then he would hear someone next to him making a bracha. Whatever, for whatever reason, person's putting on his talis, putting on his tefillin, or whatever the bracha might be. We do not answer Amen at that time. The reason is because we are still saying the beginning of the bracha of Baruch Shamar. So if a person would be making that bracha of Baruch Shamar, he would be saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. And he would not finish that bracha. He has to finish the entire bracha before he can answer Amen that someone else makes. Clear? Now, once he finishes the bracha, it's important that he commences with the next tefillah right away, which by Nusach Ashkenaz is Hodu LaHashem, right? Give thanks to Hashem. Now, the reason for that is because just like when the person makes a bracha on a food, so what he has to do is he has to eat the food right away, or else he has that hefsek, interruption. Here too, it's no different. Just continue with a few more halachas. We said that we do not talk, like we said, in between the Baruch Shamar, the Psuki de Zimra at all. It's like interrupting when a person would begin to make the bracha, and before he drinks, he would see his good friend and start saying hello to him. The Yitzhahara wants to get to us and attack us and make sure that we have that love for another fellow Jew during this time. Avas Yisrael, love for a fellow Jew. Now I want to tell you something. Loving our fellow Jews will bring Mashiach. But conversing during this time will not bring Mashiach.
So if someone's coming around asking for tzedakah at that point, you can just shake your head and just kind of indicate later on. Because really, it's you're talking about Hashem.
We'll get into those halachas maybe another time, but the truth is, technically speaking, in regards to this exact point that I just mentioned, there's no verbalization that's needed.
Right.
You know, the language of the dollar goes much farther than any other language. You could, technically speaking, just take the quarter or dollar, whatever you want to give him, and put it on a table and finish. On the other hand, the person is davening, and he might not want him to interrupt. It's a different story.
Yeah,
but there's no talking that has to be. That's why I always say that by men, I think we have this ability to communicate much better with our hands and our emotions, as opposed to by women, because we're not allowed to talk during a lot of times in shul. So we're not conversing, but we have to sometimes get the point across. You try with women, it's going to fall apart. They turn off. They don't listen, and it doesn't work.
That's right.
It's a custom that we stand during Baruch Shamar, and while we stand, we hold the two tzitzis in front of us. As we mentioned in the past, the reason for that is because Rav Schwab explained that Rav Schwab Zatzal that on the two front tzitzis we have 8 strings on each side. 8 and 8 is 16. And there are 5 knots on each side as well. 5 double knots. That's 10. That's the total 26. Okay, anybody want a palm? Okay.
Kevavke.
Okay, very good. Kevavke. So, the first Baruch Shamar is broken up into 2 parts. The first part of Baruch Shamar is 10 different explanations, definitions of God's name. The way he shows himself to us in this world. That's the first part of Baruch Shamar. The Yud Kei Vav Kei, the 26, the number 26, is one of the names of God. When you add up his name, Yud, and then a Kei, which Kei, when we say the letter Kei, is really a Hey. But we don't say that because we don't want to say his name. Yud Kei Vav Kei. That also comes at the 26. So it's come to focus on the first part of Baruch Shamar that we're going to discuss now. Baruch Shamar V'Hayah Ha'ilam. God said, let there be a world, and there was a world, and so on and so forth. Baruch Goyizir Mekayim. God decrees, and it is, which we discussed the previous year. Okay. Clear on this part? Okay, good. So now let's commence with the next portion of Baruch Shamar. Before we do that, we're going to read, what are we saying over here? So let's go to the English side. Those who have it, those who don't, can just listen on. Baruch Shamar, blessed is he who spoke, and the world came into being. Blessed is he. Blessed is he who speaks and does. Blessed is he. Who decrees and fulfills. Blessed is he who maintains creation. Blessed is he who has mercy on the earth. Blessed is he who has mercy on the creatures. Blessed is he who gives goodly reward to those who fear him. Baruch Shamar, blessed is he who lives forever and endures to eternity. Blessed is he, Baruch Shamar, who redeems and rescues. Baruch Shamar blesses his name. Then we continue with the second part, with the bracha, which we're not going to read those words because in English also that would be saying God's name for no reason. So we say the bracha now. And what do we continue with? The merciful Father, who is lauded by the mouth of his people, praised and glorified by the tongue of his devout ones and his servants, and through the different Tehillim, the Psalms of David, David HaMelech, your servant. We'll get back to this. It's very important. We'll get back to this later. We shall laud you, Hashem, with praises and songs. We shall exalt you, praise you, glorify you, proclaim your reign and mention your name. You are our King, you are our God. Then we continue, Yachid Chei Ha'ilamim, O unique one, life giver of the worlds, King whose great name is eternally praised and glorified. And we end with the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Mehulol Batishbachis, the King who was lauded with praises. Note the double mention, Melech Mehulol, lauded with praises. Well, what's the double, if you will, the repetition of this praises, lauded with praises? Just say he's praised, he's lauded, what's lauded with praises? We'll get back to that. Now, Baruch Shamar is packed. It has in it all of the tefillahs of the whole entire davening. That's what the sheet is. We'll get to the sheet right now. Does everybody have a sheet? Okay. Yeah. Just wanted to show. Okay.
Everybody has a sheet.
Okay. So this is what we're about to see now is from the arrow on the top line. You see, everybody see that? Okay. It's from the Sefer, it's from the Magid Tzedek. The Magid Tzedek was a student of the Vilna Gaon. And he says as follows. What we're going to do now, I'll just tell you outside, he's going to say different parts of Baruch Shomar, and he's going to show how those parts correspond to different portions of the whole entire davening. That's what we're about to do. And he says as follows. Umikan, Sidra Nokit V'Ozil, from here we will show we will discuss that in Baruch Sha'amar, it incorporates all of the praises of Hashem. We're over here if you want to follow along. Okay. So we start off. It says, Nehalelecha Hashem Elokeinu. In Baruch Sha'amar, we say, Nehalelecha Hashem Elokeinu. We will praise you, Hashem, our God. That corresponds to what? To Hodu LaHashem Kiru Bishmo. That's the next tefillah right away. Right after Baruch Shomar. Hodu LaHashem. Shetikim David L'Shiro Lifnei Ha'aroin B'chol Yoim. Who established this prayer? David HaMelech. King David. We go to the next part of Baruch Shomar, where it says, B'shvachos, the praises. That corresponds to Mizmor L'Soda, which is the next order of Psukah de Zimra. Then it says, we're going to go further to the next words underlined. Vizmirois. When we say Vizmirois, what does that refer to? That's the general Psukah de Zimra. Nigadelecha. When the word says Nigadelecha, we will make you great. What does that refer to? That refers to Shiros Hayom. Shiros Hayom is referring to Oz Yashir. When the Jews, they left Mitzrayim, they left Egypt. The Mitzrayim, the Egyptians were running after them, Egyptians. And then the Jews went into the sea. Hashem, God, split it for us 12 different isles, dry land. Each Shevet, each tribe went through his own row. The Egyptians were coming out after us, and then God killed them in that sea.
The movie wasn't.
Yeah, the movie's a little off. That's true. That's true. Yeah, they didn't ask me, I'll tell you. I think even the second one. You know, Charlton.
Oh,
yeah. You're not missing. I'm going to tell you something. It pollutes the mind, because what happens is you're like, wow, that's what Moses looks like. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable what it does. Unbelievable. And people think, it's all bad. It's all bad. It's all bad. Let me tell you.
It's interesting because in the children's chumash, they have pictures, and they never show Moshe Rabbeinu's face.
Right, they don't. Of course not. I want to tell you something. If he really was here today, we wouldn't, right now, in our situation we're in, we wouldn't need the heat right now. His radiance, his kedusha, his holiness, his power would fill up. It'd be just too much for us. You know, it really literally pollutes the mind when they show this and they show that. And it's I don't want to discuss all the mistakes that they make with these things, because. Let's continue. So we're saying, V'nishabeichacha, V'nagadelecha, I will make you great, refers to what? Refers to Oz Yashir. As it says, V'yar Yisrael asayod ha'gadolo, ki Oz nisgadol shimoi ba'ilomoy neged kol amim. When we were taken out of Egypt, then God's name became great. The Egyptians, they were the power of the world. They were the Alexander, the great of the world. Nobody ever escaped from Mitzrayim. Nobody ever escaped. Like Alcatraz. If you're in there, you're not going out. Comes along Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he makes a puppet, a mockery of Paro. How How does he defeat him? Frogs. With blood. Food coloring. It was real blood. Crocodiles. I mean, imagine right here, right now, we hear, you know, you hear on the radio, someone tells you that in Iran, you know, they're running around away from frogs. You're like, good joke. And like, no, it's true. They're running away from frogs. They can't drink any water. Why? Because there's too much blood there. They can't drink water. They're begging the Jews to buy some water from the Jews. Imagine they have right now in Iran. And Iraq, Afghanistan, all those other places, and you know, go on. If I continue, we'll be here all night just there. But we think it's ridiculous. But that's what happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a mockery of Paro. His hand came out. God's hand came out. Nikadelecha, that's by Oz Yashir. Unishabechacha, we continue. What's after Oz Yashir? We say Ishtabach. We will play Nishabechacha, praise you. That's Ishtabach, praise you. We'll praise you. That's Ishtabach, the same thing. This is all, once again, this is all in the Baruch Shomar. Baruch Shomar, as we said a few weeks ago, it came down from heaven. The paper came down with the words on the paper. That's what the Taz brings down.
But it came down.
It came down from heaven. I don't know who. I don't know if it's FedEx, UPS.
Got it. Like, what was it?
The Anshi Knesset Gdola, the men of the Great Assembly.
And what? Where? When? What time?
The year? I don't know. But this was the men of the Great Assembly. So, of them were prophets. You know. So this was before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. The first Beis Hamikdash. This was that time period.
That, you know, during the first temple.
Yeah, during, you know, before that, you know, before it's destroyed. You have a year for us?
No.
Okay. Unafe'erecha, and will glorify you. What does that refer to? Yotzer hama'oros. Once we already start the brachas of Baruch Shomar. Okay, if anybody wants to see that, you know, it's right after Yishtabach. That's the next part of it. Then we go to Venaskir Shimcha, we will mention your name. What does that refer to? Venaskir Shimcha is in Baruch Shamar. That refers to Ahava Rabba, the tremendous love. Ahava Rabba is right before Krishna. Ahava Rabba, the tremendous love God has for us. Give a Shimcha HaGodol V'Hanoyir V'Tochnu, because for your great name, we trusted. V'Kerav Tonu L'Shimcha HaGodol, you brought us close to your great name. Then what happened? V'Namlichacha. When we say Namlicho, we made you our king. We accepted God's sovereignty over us. When do we do that every day? That's Kriyashma. That's Shema. When we say the word Namlicho in Baruch Shomar, that refers to the Kriyashma that we will be saying some few minutes later. Then we say Yachid Chei Ha'ilamim. What does that refer to? The climax. Yachid Chei Ha'ilamim, that's the end of the Baruch Shomar. And that's when we are standing in front of the Almighty Himself, the Shemona Esrei.
Which part in English, which is, what is it?
Yachid Chei Ha'ilamim,
we shall laud you, or?
We should, well, yeah. That's when, unique one. You see, all it was.
Unique one, like you're the world king, whose great name is.
Life giver of the world, right? You see that?
That's the Shimon Esrei.
That corresponds to the Shimon Esrei, yes.
Why?
I believe the reason is because we're saying he is the Yachid, the one, the only one in the world. When a person is standing Shimon Esrei in front of God, we mentioned this around over a year ago, he stands with his feet together, close to the mic. He stands with his feet together, right hand on top of left hand. Why? Because we're like angels. Obviously, if he's holding a sitter, he's allowed to hold a sitter. If he's not holding a sitter, his right hand is on top of left. Right is chesed, is kindness. Left is din, judgment. We want kindness to overpower the judgment. Why is it? Why are his feet together? So, because we're told we're like angels. Now, what does that mean? We're like angels, I'm saying. We're like angels, as you know. Someone calls on me, and I know, during Shemoneh Esrei, I'm not going to get sick now. What does it mean? Right? Right? So, I saw the Maharal explains very simply, very beautifully. Not simply, but beautifully. When a person has his feet together and one hand on top of the next hand, he is bound, he's tied down, feet together. He's tied down, he can't move, he can't do anything. And what is he doing? He's standing in front of the only creator, the master of the universe, and saying, you have the power. You can do everything. Yachid, one, the only one, Chay Ha'ilom, the living king, the living master of everything. Perhaps that's the reason why that corresponds to Shemon Esrei. We're standing in front of a God, and our God, the only God, and saying, you, we're diving to you and only you. I'm bound down. I can't do anything. I cannot do a thing. I am humbled. I am machnia. I lower myself to you. It's good?
I think I heard Rabbi Levine once say it when we put our feet together, we're in his domain. We're in his domain. In other words,
that's correct.
So special about that because it's just in a very unusual position. No one's going to walk around that way or be that way, but this is just, it's like metaphysical. It's
100% correct. Beyond. 100% correct. Can I just want, to finish the last line, then we'll get back? Yeah? Okay. I won't forget. Just write it. Then we end off the next few words of the Melech Mehulah Bat Yishbachis. Melech Meshubach. So what is Melech Meshubach? Right at the end of Baruch Shamar. That corresponds to the Ashrei, the second Ashrei, which we say in Melech Meshubach.
Amazing.
He is the king who is Meshubach, who is praised. That's the second Ashrei, which was called Tehillah David. Okay. And then that continues until Ad Adiyad Shemai HaGadol Hu Neged Kedusha. The Sidra. Kedusha the Sidra. What is Kedusha the Sidra? Kedusha the Sidra is at the end.
After
Ashrei. I don't have the same Sidra as you, Lenny. But you go all the way to the end after Shemon Esrei.
On page.
Yeah, if you don't mind. Thank you. I'll just get it quickly.
Page 80 in the blue Sidra.
In the blue
Sidra.
One. Page 80 in the blue Sidra. And in the blue box, regular art scroll, it's page 154. 154, when we say Kaddish, 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 thank you. 154. And when we say Kaddish, 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 that is called Kedusha de Sidra. And the Gemara in Saita says, well, we're not going to explain it now, but the Gemara says over there that the world exists and survives on the Kedusha of that Kedusha.
Amazing.
Okay? So once again, we'll put this paper aside now. We just see the power of what is lying inside the Baruch Shamar. And we said, well, how do we start off? We said Baruch Shamar is that drill, that blade, that saw that cuts through those mechitzas, those barriers between us and Hashem.
It's like a preparation for the whole thing. You see
100%.
The whole thing right in front of you. It's like having the whole thing laid out in front of you here.
100%. Everything is you know, like you have left. It's a digital MP3, whatever you have, yeah. Right? Everything's inside over there. Everything is inside Baruch Shamar.
Amazing.
This is coming from the Magid Tzedek. Okay, let's continue now with a few points of Baruch Shamar. So in the blue sitter, it's on page 25-26. We're really on page 26 tonight. Line number 2. You want the blue one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. So right after the bracha. Okay, so we said just in a few seconds the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem. Baruch Atah, you are the source of everything. That's Baruch Atah, as opposed to just a literal translation in English, is blessed art thou, which sometimes you lose a little connection. That's how they do it, right?
Yeah, that's the old word.
That's the old word, right. So, Baruch Atah, you are the source of the brachas. Whenever a person makes a bracha, he brings down more good to this world. He brings down more good to his family. He brings down more good to his neighbors, more good to his Jewish family, to the world, to the world. You go to the gas station here, when it says $2.50 for the regular, $2.65, right? $2.75, right? That's around the price of these days, right? Go to New Jersey, it's a little cheaper. So, you want the premium, you want the top grade of gas, you want the top grade of a bracha. top grade of the positive influence, the more brachas we make with kavana, that's the more, the best grade. No matter how much it costs, Hashem gives it to us. All we have to do is make that bracha. Hashem is Adoin HaKol. When we say the Yud Kei Vav Kei, is Adoin HaKol, the master of everything. Elokeinu. He is the power over everything. Elokeinu, we said, is the word of Eile, Aleph Lamed Hei. He is the king of all kings, Eile of these. He is Takif Baal HaYecholus Baal HaKoyechus Kulam. He is the power of all the worlds, of all the kings. He is in charge. We are line number one, all right? Okay, Melech, he is the king. Ha'olam, one of the words which I personally find such strength when I say it with proper kavana. Ha'olam, he said, comes from the word He'elam, hidden, secret. In other words, we said that in this world, with our glasses, with our eyesight, we're short-sighted. We don't see the whole picture. We see things that don't make sense. Why is it that the righteous suffer? Why is it that these Rishayim prosper, these evil people prosper? But we live in the world of Helom, of hidden, of things which we don't understand. Helom means hidden. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however, to him it's not hidden. He sees the whole picture. The whole picture. And in the future, we'll see how it's also for our benefit. We go to line number two. Hakel Ha'av Harachamon. The Kel, the God, the mighty God, Ha'av, the Father, Harachamon, the merciful one. Ha'av, of Father, also comes from the word Ahava. Ahava is the have, is the give. Came home tonight, and my wife and my kids went to the pizza shop. Well, you know, wife showed me that she had some pizza for me. So I put it in the toaster oven, warmed it up a little. And then one kid said, oh, can I have a bite? And then another one said, can I have a bite? And then another one, can I have a bite? So, what does a father do? Of course he gives. I mean, put a little spices on first, you know. And then one child says, oh, I don't like it. And another says, yeah, I do like it. So, you know, this kid's eating the part without the spices. So, when you make a bracha, the first bracha, you have to make sure that you have enough to make the second bracha. You have to have a kezias, that certain amount of food. Size of an olive. So I had that halacha question, if I eat enough in order to make that bracha achrona. Because the pizza went around, you know, this kid and that kid and this kid, you know, so that's what a father does. And my father did the same thing, does the same thing. And the father of all fathers does the best. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason why we do it, and our fathers did it, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, he implements, he puts it inside of us, his desire, this will to give. And it's not just pizza he gives us. He gives us everything.
Chips too.
Chips. 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 Oh yeah, chips. Oh, we can get to the King of Denmark. Don't worry about it. We're not finished with him.
King of Denmark.
Oh yeah. We're getting to him tonight.
King of Denmark.
Yeah. Alright, but don't worry. We'll get there in a few minutes. Okay. So that's the mighty, powerful Hakel. Kel is a reference to God and His mightiness. Ha'av, the Father that gives everything we have, is to focus and realize everything comes from Hashem. Harachamon, the merciful one. We have to realize that God doesn't deal with us. He's the Rachamon, He's merciful, the same way people deal with people. The person, he wrongs someone else, the person who Reuven cut off Shimon in the car. So now Shimon's upset at Reuven, and for Shimon to be appeased by Reuven might take a while. You know, whatever the case example might be, Reuven it will not be a forgiven right away. When it comes to Hashem, Hashem's mercies are forever, enduring forever. We say in Tachanun, on page 69 of the Blue Siddur, it's right after Shemoneh Esrei. The shorter version, page 69, line number 10. And we say this Tachanun, this Tefillah, we put our head down, which we're not getting into now. Just want to bring out this point, how God's mercy is different than man's mercy. What do we say over here? Vayomer David al God. And David, King David, said to God. God was the Navi, the prophet at the time. Tsar li ma'od. I am distressed, exceedingly distressed. Niplo no biyad Hashem. Let me fall now into the hand of Hashem. Why? Ki rabim rachamov. Because His, God's hands are very, they're abundant, they're very merciful. Rabim, tremendous amount of mercy. Rachamov, hakel ha'ov harachamon, the merciful one. Uviyad Adam al epoila. But let me not fall into the hand of humans. God, David Melch is davening, is praying to God. Let me fall into your hands, not into the hands of humans. Because your mercies are much greater than the mercy of human boss of Adam, of flesh and blood. What is he referring to? What's the history behind this prayer, this tefillah? David HaMelech, which we're not going to get into once again, it's not for now, he made a census, he counted the Jews. By doing that, he sinned. And for his punishment, the Navi God was coming to him, the prophet was coming to him and telling him that you have a choice of one of three punishments. The first choice was 7 years of hunger. The next choice was 3 months of defeat in battle. Or the third, a 3-day death plague.
Take the third.
Now, 3 days of death. I wouldn't probably take that one. That's why I'm not David HaMelech. Of many other reasons. Many other reasons also. But I don't think I'm so funny. What did he choose? The last one. Why? Because who gives life and death? God. What did he daven for over here? Ki rabim rachamav aviyad adam al epoilo. Don't let me fall into the hands of man. He wanted to fall into God's hands. Life and death is in God's hands. He chose the last one. And he did shuva, and he repented. And that 3-day death plague was not for 3 days. He was told it would be for 3 days. But he did shuva. He repented. And it lasted for half a day. So he picked the right one. What do we learn from here? We see God's mercy. We are coming to daven to Hashem, Baruch Sh'ama. We are starting the whole Psukit Zimra. This is the mindset. The main purpose of Psukit Zimra is this, that we should accept upon ourselves all Malchus Shemayim, that God is our King. What does it mean God is our King? That means every single thing that happens to us, every single second of the day, whether we like it or not, is because God is willing it to happen. That's what it means. He's our King. That's what it means. We accept that He's our King. Easier said than done. That's right. Very easy. Us all of us sitting down right over here right now, you know, because there's no test right now. We're not being tested. We get outside to the world over there. And then God gives us those tests. And He gives us those tests because He wants us to grow. That's what Psukit HaZimra is. The main point of Psukit HaZimra is to accept God's sovereignty, the yoke. Like we get to Shema, eventually to Shema, and that's the point of Shema. So the main, like once again, to reiterate, the main point of Psukit HaZimra is to arouse in ourselves the greatness of God and to accept Him as our King. Before we get to the King of Denmark, Hamuhulo b'fiyamoy. We go back to Psukit HaZimra. Line number two, once again, at the end of it, Hamuhulal b'fiyamoy b'famoy. He is praised by who? By the mouth of his nation. There are others who praise God as well. But we're the only ones who praise God, and only God. Once again, when we stand in Shemona Esrei, and we dive with our hands and feet together, we're saying we are powerless. There are some ball players who before they go to bat, they do a little tic-tac-toe on their chest. You know what I mean, right? Yeah. And after they hit the home run, what do they say? I'm the greatest. What just happened here? They just did a tic-tac-toe. Because it's a bunch of baloney. Now, I'm not saying you won't find a humble person out there, you know, I'm not saying that. But for the most part, it's the Amoy, it's your nation, God, the Jewish nation, that praised you and only you. And that we find, as we saw, we go back now to V'ata Kodosh, Yoishev Tehilois, V'Korozel Zev Omar, by the Kedusha de Sidra. Like we said earlier, I think it's not marked in here. Right, at the end of the davening, we say that you are Kadosh Baruch Hu, Va'ata Kadosh. You are the holy one, the only one. Yoishev Tehilos Yisrael. Yoishev Tehilos. You are enthroned upon the praises of Yisrael, of Israel. It's Amoy Yisrael will give you the praises. We jump now towards the end of Baruch Shomar, all the way towards the end. We asked the question earlier, Melech Mehulol Batish Bachus. What is going on in the repetition? He's the king who is Mehulol Batish Bachus. He is praised with his lauded with the praises. At first glance, it seems like a little verbose. So, let's use our king from Denmark. Everybody's there, praising him, praising his attributes. This one says he's a powerful, mighty warrior. This one says he's a brilliant, strategic king. This one says this and that and so on and so forth. All of a sudden, this minister gets him, says, I praise you, King, you have the most crooked nose in the world. Could you imagine what this person's fate's going to be? Gets thrown in jail. They have those check, you know, the chalk out there, and he's another day, and then they'll hang him. They're pulling him out to hang him. He says, just give me one more last chance to speak to the king. Goes to speak to the king. He tells him, can I explain myself? Better be good. King's there eating his chips, waiting for his ex-minister to be fried and hung and roasted. And what does he say? He says as follows. He says, everybody else, they were mocking you. This one praised you as a strong warrior. This one praised you as being brilliant. This one praised you so on and so forth. What are they saying? They're saying you're only brilliant. This one said you're only a warrior. I praised you by saying the only fault you have is in that crooked nose. But really, you have all the praises. That one problem, the crooked nose, so what? And it worked. And he offered him another bag of chips.
Who said? The truth to that story? Is that a historical story or something you made up?
I didn't make it up at all. The Gro, the Vilna Gaon, Rav Yomi Vilna, he explains this is the pshat. Sorry, Leo. He explains this is the pshat This is the explanation why it to us seems like it's repetitious. Muhulol batishpachas. He's lauded and praised. Why? Because a man of flesh and blood, he has imperfections. By definition of being a human being, we are imperfect. That being the case, when it comes to Melech Malchei Amlachim, the God of all gods, he is Melech, the king is Muhulo Batishbachis. He is lauded and praised. There is no imperfection. That's why it's repeated, because it's coming to specify, to bring out this point, emphasize that he is Muhulo Batishbachis. Shkoyach.